Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts tonight, Mary Hernandez. I'm accompanied here with Liz Fister. Hi, Liz. How are you?
Good, Mary. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say a little bit about myself. DC is unable to connect with us tonight, but I'll introduce myself and DC. And I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath, also a Reiki healer. I connect with spirit intuitively, and I also work with a variety of cards to bring forth messages from spirit and passed on loved ones. I also use pendulums. I'm able to give yes and no answers. And you can contact me via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com or via of Facebook or through the Sacred Embers network. And for DC Love, DC Love is an angel intuitive conscious channel, animal communicator. She's a seer, a dream interpreter, a divine healer, a Reiki master in Uswe and Saiken, an ordained minister. DC channels bringing forth messages, divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, and ascended masters. Her in-spirit dog, Ginger, and not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers, as well. You can find DC Love on Facebook at DC Love. How about you, Liz? You want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm Liz Fister. I am an intuitive empath as well. I'm a Reiki healer. I connect with spirit intuitively, but also through cards and channeled messages. I am a meditation coach, a ordained minister, a card deck creator, and a radio host as well. So a little bit of everything. I like anything and everything that has to do with the metaphysical world and the spirit. And my biggest thing that I offer to the community is on Tuesday nights I do a live stream on my Facebook page of my crystal singing bowl meditation. I hold it in person too, where I live in upstate New York, so people can join in person, but they can also watch it online. The replays are there as well. If you ever need a place to go to get in touch and get in tune, you can listen to the crystal bowls. I play for an hour every week. And just something to get people in alignment or a place to go, whatever it may be that you might need. As for the last few shows we've had here, I've been bringing a bowl with me every week. So today I did bring the Heart Bowl. And I thought that we could all kind of come together and send out some collective energy to the world. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now. A lot of people, you know, in crisis and things. I don't think we really need to recap them, but, you know, lots of stuff going on. So, you know, and on the tail end of the this big pandemic, well, kind of coming to an end and maybe making a short resurgence here. I guess we'll see what happens. So I'm going to invite everybody, whether you are at home, wherever you may be, to let's take a couple deep breaths in together. So breathe in nice and deep in through your nose, filling up your chest and your diaphragm, and then letting it out nice and slow through your mouth, completely blowing all the air out of your body. And let's inhale again in through the nose, filling up nice and deep with fresh oxygen, and letting it out nice and slow, completely emptying your body of air. And if we can all just take our thoughts and focus them on sending healing, love, support out to all the people that are suffering right now, to all the areas of the world that they may find healing, that they may find peace. Let's just focus our thoughts that way. And I'm going to play for us a little love here. Thank you. And so I'll encourage you all over the next few weeks to take maybe a few minutes out of your day, you know, 5 minutes, and to just focus your thoughts on sending love and healing vibrations out into the planet, loving and healing thoughts out to the planet, you know, prayers, however you view it, because prayers do work. They do help. And the more of us that are doing that every day collectively, the sooner these things will start to turn around, they'll start to change, and we'll start to see improvements. So, you know, that's what I'm going to share this evening in regards to that. Mary, you have some more words of wisdom you'd like to share with everyone?
Yes, I just wanted to say, to reiterate that, as Liz said, we send love and light and healing to the entire planet. There are many people suffering, and we're just praying every day, sending the loving angels and the divine to wrap you up in a bubble and stay protected. And with that said, I pulled a card for the collective, as I did last week. And it's the Earth Guardian, which resonates with exactly what you were saying, to stay rooted and grounded. So we always, like, are together with the messages. And they want me to read from the book. So it says, take time to connect deeply with the energy of the Earth so that you can feel supported and make decisions based on strength and integrity. The Earth Guardian represents the angels of Earth who bring the medicine of feeling grounded and strong. They are the protectors of the land and the planet and can help you connect with your mission here and how you can support the evolution of the planet. The Earth Guardian on the card is a beautiful part angel, part elemental, who is non-binary, showing that they are divine. They are a divine being without a human gender. Their staff, adorned with a dream catcher, shows they have the capacity to help you ground your dreams in reality. It's so beautiful, this card. The extended message of the card is, it's important for you to take a grounded approach to your current situation. If you are rushing ahead or making a decision based on your more fearful responses, you will miss out on the growth you deserve. Take some time to calm down and get grounded before proceeding further. Breathe, relax, and connect with your center, like Liz said. Then consider what to do. It's important to plant seeds that are going to grow into something beautiful rather than turn into a weed. And that was the message from the Angels and Ancestors Oracle deck. It was the Angel the Earth Guardian, I'm sorry. And I'll post it on the Sacred Embers with the message, so that everyone could see tonight.
Very nice, Claire. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
So, well, if one of these weeks, maybe all three of us will be back together again on here. Maybe next week we can shoot. I know poor DC was having some things done at her home today, so I think she was a little overwhelmed with that. And I know you've been busy returning to life in the office, right?
Semi, because I had a little health issue, so I can't go now because of health issues. Well, you never know. There's always a reason for everything.
True. I believe that. So I've missed you, Mary. I haven't been on with you in, gosh, I think, over a month.
Ages. Over a month. Yeah. Yes, I know. I'm like, I miss Liz. I miss us three being together.
Yeah. So it's nice to be back with you. And gosh, DC and I have been busy the couple weeks we were on. I'm sure you guys were busy last week. It looks like we're going to be busy again tonight as well. So so there's no shortage of people seeking angel answers out there, that's for sure. And gosh, do we appreciate them.
Yeah.
I know I do.
Definitely.
So, well, should we get rolling and start picking up callers?
Yes. Let's do it.
All right. Sounds good. So, All right. Here we go. Area code 614, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hello, ladies. I'm Jessica, calling from Australia.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Jessica.
Good, good. Oh, so finally I've got a chance to connect in. So, yeah, I've been on this pyramid for 2 months now, and it's been amazing. I thought I just need some, you know, spiritual connection to ground me down, and I need to hear from the angels again to remind me how lost I am. I just need that, you know, spiritual food for the soul. And, if you have any message for me, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Has it been 2 months since we talked to you? I know that we've talked to you. I recognized your number on here, and I was like, oh, we haven't talked to her in a long time. So it's been almost 2 months.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what the angels have to say for you. Mary, do you have something for Jessica yet?
Yes. I just want to say, Jessica, you sound amazing. I know we've connected in the past, and I'm sure Liz could concur with that, but your voice sounds just so, like, relaxed.
Yeah,
I feel
thinking
so relaxed connecting to your energy. Yes. So I just want to say great job, and I'm all tingly in my crown, so really good. So I pulled a card for you, and it just popped out, and I'm so chilled. From the postcard from Spirit, and it says, "Dearest you, we are sending you waves of love and joy as we watch you reap the rewards of your tenacity and faith. We know how long it has taken for you to reach some of your goals and that you've had disappointments along the way. Right now, we suggest you take a deep breath and fill yourself up with gratitude and tune into the vibration of well-being. Temporary conditions may be trying to hypnotize you into seeing something else as your reality, but we know the happy rewards are on their way to you even now. Change is the only constant, so be open to it. You will achieve your dreams and more, we promise. But more important, your happy rewards will be gathered up in the small moments, the gentle breezes, the soft kisses, and the quiet commitments. Your happiest moments will be on the journey itself, not in arriving at any destination. You are surrounded by so much love and care. Can you feel us?" And in the back of the card, it says, "You are loved."
Yes!
What a beautiful
just
message.
Right in the beginning. Yeah, I was like, I be reminded that I'm loved, and look what I've got.
Yes. Yep. You are surrounded by so much love. Yes, and you are loved. So keep that in mind and stay in high vibration and in gratitude. Because, you know, when we're grateful, you know, more blessings keep coming in. So that's all I have for you. I mean, I'll see if anything else comes through. But I was really, like, I feel like your crown is opening, you know, to connect more with spirit because I felt like my crown was, like, wide open speaking with you. So, or reading for you, I should say, as well. So I just wanted to say that. It was great connecting with
you,
Jessica.
Thank you so much, Mary.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Jessica, this is Liz, and I have to agree with Mary. As soon as you started talking, you were so bubbly, and I got, like, my whole body got animated. I just felt goosebumps everywhere because I thought, oh, she's on it tonight. and the cards I pulled for you line right up with that as well. The first one is Quieting the Mind, and it's a picture of someone sitting in meditation on a lotus flower and the white light that's going right from the crown chakra right down through the root chakra. and they're lit up. You know, the crown is full of light coming out. And so that just tells me you've been doing the work, you've been doing your connecting and getting the messages, and you're listening. And then the second card is you're having a little issue with trust. And that's normal. When we start doing it, we always still second guess ourselves because that's what we're used to. That's our normal. But the trust card has three beautiful monarch butterflies on them flying away, and it says, allow me, divine, to give you my deepest longings, trusting you to know exactly how to handle them. So those messages you're receiving, they want you to trust them. They want you to go with them. Don't be afraid, because they're pointing in the right direction. And one of my favorite people, Gabby Bernstein, one of her things is, if it scares you, that means you probably should do it. because it's going outside your comfort zone, and it's the things that are uncomfortable to us that we're good at, you know, that we're afraid to try when we're being pointed in that direction, because we're afraid to trust. So they're telling you, you know, to just trust those nudges you're getting, because they're giving them to you. You're asking for them through meditation, and they're sending them. So, and with the butterflies, I say, you know, look for your sign, you know, figure out what your sign is, or ask specifically for a sign. You can say, if I'm supposed to do this, show me a butterfly. And then, you know, be okay. Open to that sign appearing. So it's, you know, I there's so many butterflies, of course, are associated with angels. There's also feathers. There's repeating numbers, coins. You know, everybody has their thing that they look for. Sometimes it's specific to the person that they're trying to connect with. So, you know, but you're allowed to ask. You're allowed to say, Spirit, this is what I want to see. And they're going to show you, because that's what you need to help you trust. So maybe, you know what, that's what I'm going to tell you. When you're connecting and you're getting those nudges, say, if this is for me, give me this sign and ask for the specific sign, okay? Because that's what's going to help you to start really connecting and trusting, making that trust connection, which is the last piece, really, of what you need to do, because you're doing so well. I can tell, you know, you're in a good space. You're, you know, very connected. You're doing the work that we've talked about the last few times that we've called in. And, you know, like Mary said at the beginning, I mean, just what an improvement with you, and a shift in your demeanor. I mean, not that you're ever sad, but you definitely were like a little forlorn, and now you're just like bursting at the seams with spirit and overjoyed.
Wow.
It shows. Your work shows.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And all you're doing is you're just going to keep raising your vibration. So there's the sky's the limit, girlfriend. Just go with it.
You're right.
There's nothing to stop you. You know, just go out there and seize the day, because, you know, they always say at the end of life, all we're left with is regrets. So don't have any regrets. Get out there and do the things that you need to do. Try what you need to try. And if you don't succeed, that's okay. At least you tried. And, you know, it'll point you in another direction, or, you know, shift the way you do things. That's all. So don't be afraid of failure, because it's not scary. It's a stepping stone in the right direction too. So you've got a lot going and a lot coming, and you're so close. You're doing all that connecting work. You're going to see more and more doors opening. That's really what I'm feeling now. Things are just going to start to burst wide open at the seams. So that's what happens when you're in that vibration. The people you need to see just start to fall in your path by chance. So those things too, don't question when you're like, is this for real? Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. I needed to hear that, because I do have the trust issue. And yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe there's a last piece and just going to have to trust, because, you know, it has been an amazing journey so far. And
yeah.
you know, I've met people that just like real earth angels, and I don't know, it was so filled with miracles and wonders. And then suddenly I was like, oh, what's going on here? Things are not flowing. And I thought, you know, am I off track or what's going on? And then, yeah, I guess I'm back to that inner peace again. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're doing amazing.
Jessica, if, sorry, Liz, I just wanted to add there that as Liz, you were reading for Jessica, I was just so chilled with all the messages. And then I was guided to pull from the enchanted map for Jessica, the from Colette Baron Reed, the new deck. And the gentle gardener came out, and it says, be your own person and be a conscious co-creator. So the card came up upright, and it says, the gentle gardener is visiting you at this moment in your life to remind you that your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs create the reality you experience. She is the embodiment of the energy within you that is sent out into the field of co-creation and ensures that all that you are is reflected in the world of form. Are you aware of your thoughts? What is their quality? So ask yourself those questions. Make sure you have high-quality thoughts of yourself, of everything that you want to create. Of course, have that list as well, Jessica, of the things that you want to do and you want to create and see in your future. And then it says, believe in limitless possibilities and you will see miracles unfold. The gentle gardener guarantees the integrity of everything you send out into the world. Stay positive and expect a wondrous return. Your garden is abundant with beauty. And in the garden, there's this guardian. Oh, the gentle guard, it looks like a guardian is looking from up above in the sky into these fairies and just sitting down, you know, grounding in the grass. So it's just a beautiful card. And the number is 2. The card number is 2. So I don't know if 2 has a special meaning for you, but that's a card that came out. And it's just so beautiful because expect miracles, just like the postcard from Spirit, you know, and just stay into those high quality thoughts, you know. So if you start feeling like a little down, just go out and ground, because, you know, this is showing the grass. Go out in nature if you can and ground. And, you know, I see, just like Liz and I agree, like nothing but beauty and abundance coming to you and miracles.
Wow. Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
I think that's all we have. This is so beautiful.
Yay.
Such a beautiful reading.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad I connected in. Aww.
We're glad you did.
You're
too.
You're so welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, ladies. And you have a wonderful evening. And, yeah, I just needed to hear that everything will be okay. And yes, I am the co-creator and I am love.
Keep doing what you're doing, Jessica. You're doing great. And you're just going to see more and more wonderful things coming your way for sure. All right.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. We'll put you back on hold so you can listen to the show, and you follow up with us and let us know how things continue to go, okay?
Yes, I will. I will get back and send you some updates.
All right. Sounds good. We're happy to hear them. Have a great evening,
Jessica. You too. Have a amazing
Oh,
what a beautiful reading.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I was thinking, I recognized her number, and I thought, geez, we haven't talked to her in a long time. And it was nice to hear her so positive and happy, because she's been She's been putting in some work for a while now to get connected. So
yeah.
Nice to see that.
I feel her crown is opening, like, wide open, because I felt like my crown was wide open when I connected to her. So that's beautiful. It's so beautiful to get those calls, you know, like, just when you listen to them and they sound so great, and, you know, and it feels so great to hear those callers back, you know, and just saying how great they're doing.
Yep, absolutely. And they, you know, you forget, I think, sometimes how, you know, because you and I, we've done all the work and we've gotten here. I mean, not that the work stops because you keep doing it, but, when you're first in that, like, getting through the hard work to get you to a better place, it's tough. It's not easy. And a lot of people don't stick with it, you know. A lot of people give up and they don't keep it up and keep pushing themselves. But it's so worth it when you do, you know. And I shouldn't say push yourself, because it's not worth it. It's not hard work in the sense of, like, work, but it's, you know, it's, you have to deal and think about and reflect on things that you maybe don't want to deal with from your past. But once you do and you get rid of them, like, or you, you know, come to terms with them, you're so much better off. You feel lighter. You have less crap that you're dragging around with you. You just, there's so many benefits to self-healing and connecting, you know, with your higher power every day through meditation, you know, even if it is just 10 minutes a day. And it's, you know, something so small that we can give ourselves to make our lives so much nicer and easier, really. So,
yeah, and there's so many apps out there, and, you know, including the Hay House app, the Chopra app. I mean, there's so many apps for meditation. And then we have YouTube, that there's so many, you know, YouTubers that are, like, really great meditation, you know. Like,
absolutely.
For the heart, I definitely recommend, like, Gabriel Gonsalves. I mean, I've listened to his Mother Mary meditations, and they're just exceptional. I mean, I just feel like I connect totally with Mother Mary when I do those meditations with him.
Yeah.
And it's on YouTube, you know, and it's free.
Yeah.
So, I mean, 10 minutes is the least we should give to ourselves, you know,
right,
to meditate and connect with spirit, you know.
Absolutely. It's a little bit of self-care, which is love, you know? And self-love, self-care is not selfish, I say, every week. It's needed.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do it. It's just as important as taking a shower every day. So, you know, it's necessary for your emotional and spiritual wellness to take care of yourself and take that time out. So, so that's our commercial on wellness tonight.
Yes.
All right. Should we pick up our next caller?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Hello, Skype caller. Can we have your first name, please?
Is this me?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, hi. Except my
name
is
what's your first name?
Well, thank you so much for doing the beautiful show. I'm my first time calling you guys, and it was fun listening to you. You're kind of like a comedy show. So thank you for making it fun. So I have a question, and I want to just kind of see what you come up with. I've been feeling this person on the ethereal plane for quite a number of years, and I've been also calling in my partner that is of a higher frequency and very wholesome and obviously playful and loving. And I just want to see if you get any insights or any messages with regard to anything with regard to this person, whether it's the person that I've been feeling or if it's someone new, and anything you can come up with that would help shed some additional light.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was your first name again, hon?
Oh, sure. And it's Angelica.
Oh, we have an angel.
Oh, what a
on
beautiful
answer.
Name.
Oh, thank you.
So, oh,
So let's see what we get here. So this other person has just been coming, has been resonating with you from the other side, but they're not someone you know, the first person
correct.
You spoke of. Okay.
Yeah, right. I've had
then,
numerous connections on the ethereal plane, but I haven't physically met the person. And I even asked, you know, where do you live? And one time I was meditating, and he sat right next to me meditating, and we both looked at each other in shock. It almost reminded me of the movie The Notebook, you know, different dimension, different time frame, but we never physically met. And so there's, you know, some questions about it. And then obviously I don't want to, you know, say too much because I want to see what you get. So I'm going to leave it at that if that's okay.
Yep, no, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure I was clear on what you were asking. So.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad you asked. I was very chilled when she said she was connecting and they were sitting side by side while she was meditating. So that was amazing. It's just like a connection.
Right?
I felt the connection. And I'm chilled again because I'm feeling it. Like, totally.
Yeah, every time I talk about him, people that are gifted like you, both of you, like, feel him. No one's been able to answer this very easy question as whether he's in the human form and he's the person that
connecting. Or
is there someone else that's like him?
Okay.
Because he and I mean, the bond is so strong. It's like I feel like beyond.
Okay, I'm just going to quiet my mind and connect. I'll see if Liz gets something. I'm going to try to get a yes or a no if he's in life form.
Thank you.
Or soul. Okay.
Yeah. I'll go ahead while Mary's doing that because I had two cards pop out for you.
Great. Thank you for doing this, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. So the first card was Call of the Muse, and the second one was Great Big Love. So to me, both of these cards say that a soul connection, soulmate, but I think they call it a soul connection, where it's somebody who is energy, you know, a muse obviously is somebody that inspires you, right? But usually they're not of this plane. And then the Great Big Love would say that you are like soul connected. Because so you know each other and you've made these pacts to your souls are connected from probably another life more than likely. This lifetime you may be here in human form and they may be on the other side to guide you along is what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Because I actually had pulled another card before these two popped out of the other deck and it was ease and it says, it's easy for me to receive. It's easy for me to receive. It's easy for me to receive. And clearly, you already know how to connect. So it is easy for you to receive. You get those messages. You are you're already very close with this person. So I feel like I do feel like they're on the other side as a spirit guide, which isn't unusual, you know, for them to come and be with you because if that's the kind of validation that you're looking for or your soul is seeking to know if they're with you, that's what they're going to do. So that was probably the way that he knew that he could come and be next to you and you would feel this energy was because you do know each other from another lifetime. Your souls are connected, but he's not in physical form this lifetime, if that makes sense. Because the muse one, she's a ballerina, but she's very like, she has these like really faint angel-like wings, and she's kind of dancing around. So it's almost, you're kind of in the midst of the two places, right, kind of dabbling. And it's essentially where you go during meditation, right? Is the in between. So,
right.
So that's what I'm feeling. We'll see what Mary has to say from her time. That's definitely what I'm feeling. And, you know, and with the great big love, of course, our spirit guides have the most love for us of anyone, I mean, other than ourselves, because they're with us to guide us. They do care about us. They care how we do. They want us to succeed. They want us to do well. So, you know, anytime we have a soul connection, of course, it's going to be the greatest love because they care about us just as much as we do. And they're generally, you know, an even match or an equal balance with us. They're our perfect counterpart, right? So it's very beautiful. I feel that he's going to help you to find your person in the physical. That's what I'm getting. So don't stop connecting. But that's what I think he's going to do. That's what I'm trying to see if I can get anything else.
What's taking it so long for it to come into fruition?
It may be the indifference of you not knowing, you know, you having these questions, right? Sometimes when we have questions, that'll hold us back. But I'm trying to see if I can get anything else for you.
Liz, while you're trying to connect out, what I got Angelica as well was soul, and theme, because I was kind of like, I kept, at first I got life, and then I got like a hold back when I asked again, and then I asked soul, and then I got a like a heart expansion as soul, but then I kept hearing reincarnate. And as I'm saying that word, I'm totally, like, chilled from head to toe. So I feel like if he's your soulmate, maybe he'll reincarnate and come back. And I'm, like, totally chilled giving you this message. But that's what I kept hearing, reincarnate.
Reincarnate.
Like if he's coming, if he's coming back to reincarnate as someone else to actually connect with you physically. And I'm getting chilled. Like all my hairs are standing up. I have goosebumps. So that's always a confirmation of I'm on the right path. You know, like I'm giving you the right message as a confirmation. And then I was trying to see which card I should pull out for you. And I was guided to pull a card from the Angels and Ancestors deck. And the card that came out was the Fire Guardian. And it says, ignite your passion. Connect with your desires. The sparks can lead to something beautiful. And the Fire Guardian represents the angels of fire. Fire is an energy that many people are afraid of, but shouldn't be. Burning desires can lead to great expansion. Allow the Fire Guardian to help you awaken a wilder side of yourself and burn away any fear or shame that stands between you and your desires. When this card appears, you are reminded that passion is powerful and absolutely encouraged by spirit. And I'm so chilled at Angelica. So this is the message for you. And the extended message of the card is so beautiful. You are being guided by your angels to connect with the powerful energy of desire at this time, which you're desiring for a soul partner, right? A soul. And it says, if you have recently set an intention to explore your sexual side or become more sexually open, the fire of desire can burn away any old setbacks that are preventing you from expressing that part of your nature. If you are in a relationship, this card can indicate a great spiritual and sexual connection. So you are not. So that's what you're looking to ignite, that connection, which I feel like, this card is so beautiful. I mean, just igniting your passion.
Yeah, they told me, the angels told me I was going to meet him in my third leg, which I'm in right now, and you're both pretty accurate that he's not in a human form, but he's going to help bring in the person in a human form, like a form of reincarnation of his, like what he's like, but not exactly him.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to say that to you guys, ladies.
No, that's good, but you didn't say that.
Yeah, I wanted
just
to get
a confirmation of what I was feeling.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I kept hearing
the
that.
The only thing that I'm confused about is, like, I've been feeling him, you know, this person, obviously, my whole life, but more so these last, like, 15, 16, 17 years that I've been preparing for this person. And I'm at a point this year where I've never felt so ready. I mean, I literally feel a wedding ring on my finger, and I don't even have a ring on. And that's why I've been, like, wondering is because I haven't met anybody that's frequently aligned, you know, as far as compatibility. And
yes.
I just was curious if there's anything else for me on my part as in the receptivity of it, because I'm excited.
I do my life
kind of a thing.
I think I got
which we've heard a lot of times is let go and let God. Trust the
right.
divine that at the right time will come. And I've heard this so many times in my life, because sometimes, you know, being what I do, I keep, you know, wanting to push, but sometimes we have to let go and let God, and that's what I've done.
Exactly.
And I trust in him and just let it be. You know, when the right time comes, it'll come. You know, the right partner will come. And make sure to have those those hangers, you know, and all the empty spaces for your partner to have, you know, space to put their clothes in. Because that's another thing, you know. And making that list. I don't know if you've heard our show before, but making that list of the qualities that you want in that special someone, you know, and the qualities that the not-so-great qualities that you don't want in the partner. So, you know, it's good to make those two lists.
Yeah.
And I know Liz wanted to tell you something else, Angelica. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, when I stepped away here a second.
You're too funny.
Went back. the other card, the ease card, for it says it's easy for me to receive, that was about you receiving the partner. So you're being asked to not to seek it, right? To just open yourself up, and it's going to walk in. Is what it is,
okay.
is what I'm getting. When I tapped in, it said, it kept saying, it's easy for me to receive. And I'm like, well, I got that. I'm like, I know. And I'm like, oh, okay. I see. So
don't bother doing any of the dating sites or anything, because I don't think it's going to happen that way anyway. Just do my life.
It's going to be it's going to be organic.
And that's what I thought too. It's going to happen when I least expected. But the one thing I do know is you can't force a plant to grow. And I do love what you're saying, because I'm in agreement. Let go and let God be the matchmaker. I say to myself all the time, and that I'm worthy and open and receptive to receiving it. And so I just kind of go out and play in life, and then just keep my heart open.
Yeah. And that's what it's telling you to do. That was exactly the message I got, that you're going to go out there, not for you to be looking, but just go about your normal day like you would, and be your normal, you know, happy self, because that's just going to bring the right person. That's going to attract the right person to you anyway. Your frequency vibration is going to find that other person, and you're going to naturally just kind of migrate towards each other. And I feel like it's really going to be a very chance meeting, like, so, you know, bizarre, like, you know, something as silly as running into each other in a grocery store and just making a connection.
Oh, my God,
so
that's exactly what I thought was going to happen. Like, I was going to pump right into him. You're pretty aware. I swear to God, that's exactly what I've been feeling. Like, I was just, you know, running into the store, and I bump, you know, crash into him, and like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And then I recognize his eyes. That's too funny that you said that.
Yeah.
And, you know, people keep saying that he lives in the area that I live in, but gosh, it's like, I thought I was going to meet him this summer, because I'm not into human clock time, but it felt like I was going to meet him this summer. And I guess it was divine timing. It is still divine timing.
Oh, yeah. That darn universe has its own clock that we just can't get on board
with.
But it's coming.
Yeah.
I, and you know, all your nudges with feeling the wedding ring and all that stuff. It's coming and it's close. You've done everything that you're supposed to. So keep following your nudges from the universe too. Like if you're like, oh, I was going to go do this. Why am I going that way? Go that way, whatever, you know, even if you were going to go the other way, because something made you go that way, and just follow it, you know.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Those are the kind of things where they're trying to put you in the right place at the right time. So it's definitely on its way. That's what I'm going to say, because I feel it, you know, Mary could feel it, and you feel it, you know, you know, you're your own best guy.
Really. I know. I just
but
thought that
it's
it
always
really
nice to have
confirmation.
Yeah,
especially the part that no one else has been able to pick up on. Well, actually, that's not true. One other person said it almost to the T, like you said it, both said it is like a form of a reincarnation, but it's not him. It's like he's going to bring him. And I thought, well, that would make sense because some of the visions and experiences I had with this guy wasn't this lifetime. I just knew it right off the bat. And that's when I started wondering, you know, maybe he's not in a human form. And I love him so much, you know, it's like beyond love. So even with this other person, it's going to be, it's, you know, total love.
Yeah. They're going to have a lot of the same qualities, even if they're not the exact qualities of your spirit guide. They're going to be very, very similar, so close that you're going to be just as happy. Cause I feel you're, like I said, now I'm all goosebumped. I feel it. Aww. I feel it coming, like eerily close, really. So it's not far in your future at all. And how exciting that you saw it.
Well, you know, that's the one thing I keep people saying that to me, but then another year goes by and another year goes by. And I'm like, okay, is he walking to this place? Is he taking a snail bus? Obviously, it's a sense of joke around it. But, you know, as you get older, waiting 15, 16, 17 years, it's kind of like we're not waiting, but you know what I mean? I'm like, okay, well, how are you getting here? Are you not flying? You're not taking a train? What are you taking? It's a turtle run.
Yep. They're sweet old time.
Yeah, taking a sweet old time.
Yeah. I was going to say, true test of your patience right there.
Well, I think I've gotten beyond the patience already like an egg.
Yeah.
but they always say save the best for last. And Christ did say, I know you want it on your time. It's going to happen on ours. It'll be well worth the wait. And that was about 17 years ago. I thought it was going to be a year. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. Well, they try to be funny. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm like I said, Angelica, I think you're not much more to wait. So get yourself ready. Make sure you're getting those pedicures and manicures and your hair done so that you look your best. And, of course, you know that when it happens, you'll never look your best. It'll be the day you run out looking like crap because that's when it happens.
No, that's not true. It's going to be perfect. And that's funny because I'm redoing things. I donated a whole bunch of clothes and stuff to the homeless and to those in need and redid some things and got an extra towel for him. So it's actually kind of funny.
Look at you. You're
I
all,
love that.
You're all ready.
There's one for him. For me. I'm like, you know, this chair's getting dusty.
Perfect.
I have a conversation all the time. I'm like, okay, are you showing up today so I know what to wear?
I love it. You have cleared the way so that the landing lights are on and it's just time for that plane to head on in. So.
Well, I gave them the clear route to come on in. I've been standing there with my hands. Come on down. It's okay. Land. But I do know, like, in all kidding, is that when the timing is right, there's nothing I could do to stop it. So, you know, I just was kind of curious if there was anything else that's necessary on my end to, you know, kind of there was time about 6 years ago where, because they attached a cord to my heart and his heart, and I started pulling on the cord saying, okay, I'm going to pull you in.
but that wasn't work. So I decided to just kiss the cord and let him feel me instead.
Yeah, we can't. I was gonna say we can't force people, unfortunately, but good try.
I thought it was worth the try, but it didn't work. So that was about 6 years ago. And then I thought, okay, I guess I'll just have to just let the cord be.
Well, it like you know too, divine timing. It's going to be so perfect. It'll be just beautiful, and everything else about it will be beautiful. You know, you'll be your happiest, and you'll glow. I mean, you already, to me, you already seem to glow. So I feel. You know, it's only going to get better.
So sweet.
And
yeah.
Well, I can feel you.
thank you
so
for saying that. It's very sweet. Yeah.
You're welcome. And you know, he's coming. Like I said, that cord, you got him a little closer 6 years ago, and now he's finding his way. He's, you know, he's a little lost. He had some work to do.
Do you get
a
sense on where he's at? You get like a sense of where he's at.
I'm not really getting anything. Mary, are you?
No, but as I was, I need to say this because I wanted to pick out a card of time for Angelica, but I was pulled back. But as she asked that question, I looked back at the card that I was about to give her, but they said no. But I see a sun and water in this card, and I'm totally chilled from head to toe, and my crown is totally open. And it's a number four card. I don't know if four is significant for you, but it says, I'll tell you the time frame that the card says. It says you can carve something out 4 days, 4 weeks. But what I was paying attention to was really the sun and the water. So maybe at a beach, and I'm chilled. So maybe going to a beach, a local beach or something. I'm totally chilled.
Well, the local beach is 2.5 hours, and ironically enough, I was thinking of going this Saturday if the weather is nice, but it is about close to 3-hour drive.
Oh, my God.
So it's not a hop in this. Yeah, it's not a hop in this.
I know, but I'm getting that, and I'm just chilled with the sun and the water. I mean, that's what I got. That's what I was being guided to, and I just wanted to give you the numbers.
Of going on Saturday, which is 4 days from now.
Wow.
So, oh, my God. So maybe now I got to go. So.
Yeah, I was
going to
say 3 hours is nothing for love, Angelica.
Oh, I know. Believe me.
Angelica, you're going to have to give us a call back for sure.
I promise. But, you know, I was going to get up at 6 in the morning, which I do, and then, you know, stop at the farmer's market, get some food, and then go to the beach. Because if you break it into small trips, it doesn't feel. No, I have to go.
Yep.
You're right. Hopefully
that you're
the weather
yeah,
is
have
cooperative.
A big trip.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a big trip.
Are you on the East Coast or we're having the fresh weather?
No, I'm in Oregon.
Oh, okay, so you're safe from the hurricane weather we're getting over here.
Are you in Florida?
No, I'm in New York. I think Mary's in Connecticut, but we're supposed to get the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
We get all the rain and stuff after the hurricane hits.
Lightning and thunderstorms, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Coming tonight.
Yep, tonight.
So.
It's cleaning out the air. You know, the hurricanes clear out the air, the static energy in the air, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
So that could be a good thing in some ways. As long as everybody's safe, that's a good thing. Wow.
Yeah.
So going to the beach.
Yeah.
Geez.
Yeah. I think you've
already,
you had
You're
a plan already and
beach.
You didn't know it.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
It was on the radar. I was checking the weather to see because I wanted to see how nice the weather would be. And now I don't have to look because if I don't go, I'm going to have the what if syndrome. So,
mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty
much, exactly.
You know, unless the angels somehow tell me no, don't go. You know, then obviously I'm going to listen to that more than anything. Right. It's too funny that it's 4 days and you were picking up 4 days to 4 weeks. So this weekend was probably the last time because the weather starts to change after that.
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, I wouldn't let that forecast discourage you because the angels are going to be on your side and they're going to, you know, you're going to drive that 3 hours and the sun's going to come out and it's going to be beautiful no matter what's going on. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
you know now.
Nice
it's too, there's too many signs.
Too many signs?
Yeah.
You're getting the same thing to go?
Yes.
You're getting the same thing. Oh, geez. Okay.
Now you're going to have to give us a call back next Wednesday, Angelica, and let us know, especially if you meet him.
I mean, unless you don't come back from the beach after that.
Well, you know, it's funny because one of the visions I had was meet with him on a beach with his daughter, her husband, and her daughter, and we were skipping and hopping on the beach, which is my favorite place. And so I thought that was really comical. That obviously I wasn't on the beach, but I joined him on the beach in this vision that I saw, and we all held hands and said, "Universe, bring us together." And that's when I knew that he may not be in this lifetime because of that vision. So here you are talking about a beach, which obviously I didn't tell you. And so I just think this is kind of comical.
That's
but
beautiful.
You thought I was going to meet him in a grocery store. And so that is kind of interesting.
Well,
unless he stops off
at
the grocery
store.
That's
kind of like meeting, you know what I mean? It's going to be that simple of a thing. So maybe you're going to run into each other on the beach, you know. But... physically run into each other, but it'll be just as, you know, just as simple. A lot of times I see things in my mind as cliche, so that would be what would happen on a soap opera, right? You bump into each other at the grocery store, and and that's how
the beach felt more appropriate, but I've always had a vision of bumping into him in a grocery store, so I thought that was comical when you said that. But it's definitely going to intrigue me enough to... inspiring me to get in the car now this weekend and go Saturday. Because Sunday I wasn't going to go.
I always say
Saturday.
You can never have enough beach in your life.
Yeah, I do love the beach.
I
am for sure. I just wish it was closer.
Yeah. Oh, well, we can't wait to hear how you make out, Angelica. So we're going to wish you a safe and happy trip this weekend. And we can't wait to hear back from you. So make sure you call and let us know how you make out, okay?
I will.
All right. We're going to put you back on hold
you,
so you can
took
listen.
The time. Okay.
Yeah,
thank
welcome.
You so much for your
you're
love.
You're so welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Oh, wow. Isn't that, I mean.
Wow, that was so beautiful.
I was like, it's not funny because that's how spirit works, right? Like, we're all connected. But she was good.
And
she's
the way,
a good one and not giving away all her stuff. And then she just, you know,
I
we kept hitting at it. And she's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, because I kept hearing reincarnate. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it. Like, he's a soul reincarnating. So it's so amazing. As confirmation, you know. I like when they do that because I don't want to hear the whole story. Because I want to get it intuitively, like the way he came through and gave us those messages. So it was just so beautiful. And then the beach, I mean, this card that I was pulling in for time for her, it's a sunny beach with water. I'm like, oh, wow. How amazing is that? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's spirit pointing the direction.
If it's meant to be,
know.
It will be. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and especially if you've had those visions and waited that long, you know, gosh, how much your patience has to be about, like, come on.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You know,
very patient. Yeah. And
but,
you feel
know,
it,
say,
you know, when you're like intuitive, and I know Angelica is, it's just, you feel it like in your gut, like it's coming.
Yep, and you just, you know, they say good things come to those who wait, so patience is a virtue.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why her name is Angelica. Look at that. Oh my gosh, I know. Virtuous Angelica. I see you're still listening. So there you go. You can keep, tuck that one in your back pocket too. All right. Well, we still have more callers, Mary, and about an hour left.
Yes.
So we'll keep on moving down the line here. All right.
All right.
Area code 443, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Sure.
Hi, could we have your first name, please?
Sure, it's Suzanne.
Suzanne?
Can
Hi,
you hear
Suzanne,
me?
Do you have a question for us? Yep.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you can, if I have any messages specifically from a great-great-grandmother.
Okay.
I've been told there might be some messages.
Okay.
Ooh, so chill.
Well, let's see. Have you met this? Did you ever meet your great-great-grandmother?
No, or not just, this one, no.
No. Okay. Just asking, you know, sometimes we have.
I've met greats, but not great-greats.
Great. Okay. Oh, yeah, great. I'm like, I guess that is a little stretch. All right. Let's see what we get here. Mary, how
Suzanne,
are you?
I felt like as soon as you asked about her, I felt like warmth and very chilled, like from the shoulders to my arms, like her giving you a hug. And then I pulled my Talking to Heaven cards, and the first card that I'm looking before I shuffled is I feel healthy and happy, and the person has their arms open and, like, you know, to the sky. Like, for me, that's like, what are you saying? I'm going to shuffle and see what else. I feel like she's saying, I'm with you. And I'll see if I get anything from the cards.
I was
going to
say,
else.
I can confirm that part of it, Mary, because I got the same thing that she's with her.
Okay.
So that's good.
Okay.
So.
Liz, if you get anything, you can go while I shuffle and see if she gets me anything else.
So, I'm going to confirm what Mary said, that she is with you. What I'm getting is she's definitely one of your spirit guides, and she is trying to help guide you. I'm trying to get a little more. Do you ever feel a connection with roses for any reason? Like when you see a rose and it makes
roses.
You stop and right?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I'm like that with several flowers, you know, but I don't really think of anybody. It's not like I go, oh, that must be, you know, like you do sometimes.
Okay. So then that's what this is. Her symbol is a pink rose. So when you see a pink rose,
I was gonna say pink,
that is her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is her. And that's, you know, you can say, show me a sign if you need confirmation on something you want to do. And you see that pink rose, you'll know she's pointing you in the right direction. And it seems like, I'm trying to piece all I have here together. So she is with you and she's trying to guide you. Do you do any meditating or you know, tap into your intuition and, and connect with the other side? You do? Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually developing like my spiritual psychic mediumship abilities. I'm working with a mentor and somebody mentioned to me, that it was probably my great-great-grandmother. And when I started looking back into things, because I didn't know her, I did find out from people that she was sort of a healer, that she was an herbalist and used herbs to heal people in the little mountains where they lived. And she raised my grandmother, who was an orphan. And my grandmother was very intuitive.
Okay.
But we didn't talk about things like that.
Right.
But that's why I wondered if it had come from them. So
okay.
excuse me, this is making a lot more sense now, because I'm like, I'm not sure. I can see where she's with you and she's there. And so she is helping you, helping to guide you. You have the gift as well. And she is, she says, you're going to be successful in this, actually. You're going to be very successful, because one of the cards is bearing fruit, which is about, you know, it's a root card, so it's about stabilizing you and giving you security. So you're going to be successful. You're going to be very good with your intuition. It's also going to open up your heart. A big part of being intuitive is opening your heart and connecting that big chakra there in the middle with everything else. You know, throughout life, things that happen to us, we tend to, you know, close that heart chakra down or put fences up and things like that. And she's going to help you to break open everything you need to get rid of in there. Any ill feelings or any reservations that you're holding back on things. When you feel that you can't clear away what you need to get that last little bit, you're going to want to call her in to help you, because she is going to step in and help you. It says beautiful uncaging is what it says on the card. And she's going to help to like crack open that last little bit to let the light in. And the message that she sent for you is limitless, open to receive in the most miraculous ways. The divine can use anything and anyone. There's a beautiful picture of a mandala in the middle, and around the outside is a bunch of cupped hands, and each hand has a butterfly in it of a different color. And I see it as like, for me, it looks like a Reiki type. That's like, it immediately made me think of Reiki. And I don't, have you ever looked into Reiki or talked about it? Or
I've been researching it a little bit, yeah.
Okay. So I feel like that's going to be your niche. And, of course, it's a beautiful modality. It's a beautiful healing modality. Mary and I both do it, as well as DC. You really, I can't even tell you the things that happen from it. It's just beautiful. But you, when you're ready and you put yourself, you get this in your mind's eye that that's what you want to do, you're going to be unstoppable. You're going to have all the powers. She's going to be right there with you, holding your hand. She's really going to help you through, get into all of this and to become successful at it, to be very, very good at it. I can't even, I'm like, my mind's a little blown how it's just, you're so close.
Aww.
Of course,
I'm getting closer every day. It's amazing.
Yes, you are. And you know, if you're working with someone, you know it's a muscle. The more you work it, the better it gets. And, you know, clearing away all that, the self-healing stuff that goes into it that I feel like maybe you might be putting on the back burner a little bit, just do it. As icky and gritty as it is, because I know I'm not a fan of it either, but once you get that stuff out, like you open up big.
okay.
And to realize that all of those things that you've gone through already in life, you needed to go through to get to this point. And they were part of your journey, and they're going to help you move forward successfully too. And to go from the resentment to the appreciation of those situations, which sounds odd, but it's the truth. Like it's once you can change once you can have that shift in the perception of those things, things really start to come very, very quickly. And you start to just, you'll just start to crack wide open. And sometimes those are the hardest things to let go. But she is with you. She is pointing you in the right direction. She's very, very present, and she's been very present all of your life. And
wow,
you know, for and just so you know this, and I'm sure you do, but in order for spirit to, you know, intervene, you have to ask and call them in. So, you know, if you want something from her, ask. just ask for it. You know, say, show me a sign uh-huh. that you're here, and it'll be there.
Okay.
You know, she's waiting. She's right there. Like I said, I can see right here. She's been with you your entire life. She's been, you know, kind of guiding you on the right path and keeping you safe, but not keeping you out of the bad things. Because, you know, like I said, some of that stuff you got to go through to get where you are. But, you know, she's still been there to make sure that it wasn't detrimental to you. So she's very, very close. So I will let Mary give you her message. But, Suzanne, you're going to have beautiful things coming here for you for sure. You're about to be cracked open quickly. And you have a lot of help and assistance on the other side. Because she's not the only one with you, but she's your main guide for sure. She's the one that's been pushing you to go this direction, you know, with these nudges, because you are, you know, it's in your family line to be a healer. So she's saying, you know, right now we need more healers in the world than anything, right? So she's saying, now's the time. And she's calling you to step up. So, again, I'll let Mary give you her part of the message, and I hope that helps you a little bit and gives you a little peace of mind and maybe some things to work with as well. Let us know what happens with you as well.
Thank you. I will.
Hi, Suzanne. I'm so chilled because I was connecting with her, and what I felt that she was telling me to tell you was healer. I kept hearing healer. So I think she's going to help you to become a healer, and I'm really chilled. I did feel like my ear chakras opening. So I don't know if obviously she's helping you in many ways, and I feel like she's coming in trying to speak to you. Maybe, you know, quieting the mind could help and meditating more. And also I felt like my crown chakra opening as well with you, connecting to you. So those are the three things that I felt, and so chilled when Liz said healer. And then, you know, she confirmed it by telling me, you know, she said it three times, healer. And then I know Liz mentioned something about a love, a heart, and the cards that I pulled from her is talking to heaven. And the first card that came out has two beautiful hearts. And it's the card says, life is a series of choices. Always choose love. So it says, this is what she's saying. These are the messages from her to you. Love is the true nature of your soul. By making a choice from love instead of fear, you are saying yes to God. I remember in life when I would let other people's opinions of me define who I was. I was never good enough to be accepted. That was because I was living in fear. But now I know how much more powerful love is. By making the right choices, you welcome abundance into every aspect of your life. And I want nothing more than for you to be happy. So with every choice you make, stay true to your nature and choose love. Fear separates. Love unites. From over here, I will try to remind you to always attempt to see love in all that you do. That way, you can live a happier and more fulfilling life while on Earth. Whew, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And then the next message I got is we are so connected. So as Liz mentioned, she's connected with you, and I kept feeling like she connected with you in different lifetimes, and she confirmed it with this card. She says, we are so connected. I've been able to review my life here in heaven, and I've seen how perfectly everything we do is woven together. There are no accidents or wrong turns. Everything makes sense now. I wanted to give you the exciting news that in my life review, I saw that you and I have a strong soul connection through many lifetimes. We've been each other's teachers, sometimes in unpleasant ways, several times. In this lifetime, we were magnetically drawn together because we had mutual work to do for ourselves personally and for others. And now that I'm here, our connection remains strong, just like when I was in my body. Our thoughts are in sync with one another. We often think of each other simultaneously. So think of me and know that I'm doing the same, always with love. And that's what I got for those two cards.
That's beautiful.
And then I was guided to pull an ancestor card for you as well, Suzanne, and from the Angels and Ancestors by Kyle Gray. For you, and the spring card popped out. It actually fell, so I picked it up because that usually means it's a message. And it says, spring, see your seeds grow. And they want me to read from the book for you as well. Embrace the change that is on the horizon. Allow your dreams to become reality. Spring is an exciting time because it has so much potential. Animals are coming out of hibernation, flowers are pushing up through the soil, and the days are getting lighter and brighter. The spring card features a wild hare because in Celtic animal medicine, the hare brings intuition and rebirth. Hares are highly fertile beings, and so their medicine can bring dreams to life. Again, medicine, I feel like healing. Again, that's why this card fell out, for the healing. And the extended message, which they want me to read, is you are ready to bring to life all of your ideas, inspiration, and projects. When this card appears, you are moving into a space that allows you to really grow, expand, and create in a way you've never done before. There are opportunities for abundance, including financial growth. And if you're starting something new, prepare for a major expansion in your life and soul. This is so beautiful.
What was the last sentence?
It says, there are opportunities for abundance, including financial growth. And if you're starting something new, prepare for a major expansion in your life and soul. And I've underlined this and put it in quotation marks, that these are the opportunities for abundance. So this is so beautiful, Suzanne. So I hope we were able to answer your questions. And I felt your grandmother's love so beautiful and her embrace.
Wow.
And she's with you.
Yes,
thank
absolutely.
You so much.
You're welcome. Look for those pink roses, too.
What?
I said, look for those pink roses, too.
Oh, I will.
Gonna,
I will.
She's going to put
amazing.
Them out there for you. So.
Okay.
And, call us back and let us know how you make out, Suzanne. We'd love to know. We'd love to hear an update. And
okay.
And thank you for
we'll
calling us tonight.
Okay. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. You have a good
evening. You're
welcome. Oh, how beautiful.
Yes, I love that.
I'm like, all these cards, and they just were saying, like, the same thing, spirit guide, all in different, and I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right. And then I'd get, like, an oddball one, and I'm like, where does that fit in here? And I'm like, okay, now it's all making sense. Sometimes it takes a couple to get. But I was like, okay, hold on. how nice to be able to give her that message. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So we got some more callers. You ready for the next one?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Area code 720, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Oh, my name's
You're
Randy.
Welcome. What's your name, Randy?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a question for us?
So there's some changes going on at my job, and I don't feel like it's very secure right now for me. It's not, because of things that are going on, I don't think I can stay there anymore. And I'm just wondering if you see something in my future.
Okay. What's that? Let's see what we've got here for you. Jobs are tricky because we need them to survive, right? Oh. How you doing, Mary?
I just wanted to tell Randy that I was about to pick up the Angel Answers deck, and the first card on the top was Opportunity. I don't know. I feel like the opportunity, I don't think it's a new job. I think it's within the same company. I don't know. And I'm so chilled.
I can't stay there because of something that they're mandating. I mean, I'm now kind of just gave it away. But I won't stay there.
It's a B? Does it start with B?
Yes.
Okay.
Getting testing, and I don't want to get to me, that's the same. Every week they want me to, and I don't have any symptoms. I don't want to do it.
This pandemic has everyone in an upheaval, and it just is. It's very, very unnerving, I would say, for most of us. If the initial pandemic, you were okay during the things that the government is doing now, I think a lot of us are becoming un-okay with.
Right.
So I'll just say that about the whole thing. Like, it's if you were trying to not let it bother you, now they're trying to make it bother you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know it's going to get worse. I know that we're in this second phase or something, that it's going to get worse and things are happening. I just want to know that I'm going to be safe and that I will be able to make money and,
Okay. They hear you. No, that's what I said, right? Like, jobs are tricky because we need them, right? It's not easy to just walk away.
Randy,
Mary, do you have something else?
Yeah, because I just want to say that as she was speaking, I guess opportunity is going to come and you're going to have abundance of money. Like, I see coins falling from heaven in this card and it says opportunity. I was about to shuffle and they were like, no, give her the card. I'm like, okay. You know, sometimes they're like that. I'm about to shuffle and they're like, no, look at the card and give her the card. I'm like, okay.
Because
so,
my husband and I have been working on a business for like over a year, but we're not making any money right now. But my husband's working and grinding it. So, I mean, I feel like maybe eventually it will start to make money. So maybe that's
the flow of abundance,
mm-hmm.
And the way I broke out the cards are like a year from now, and I'm chilled. And there's a world. The world is there, and there's angels and all around. So I feel a year from now, everything is going to be like so many opportunities are going to come and flow of abundance. That's what I'm getting, but I'll see if anything else comes through, and I'll let Liz give you the a reading and see what she gets.
So
think positive; it could be closer.
Yep. I was gonna say. So here's what I have, and this is pretty good too, because the first card I pulled was Roots of Abundance. So you have a good foundation. Don't discredit yourself in what you've done so far in your life, because you've laid a foundation for yourself. So you're secure. And part of this, I think, is going to be shifting your mindset, because there's a lot of the other cards I have are about going inside and using positive words and all those things. So start every day with I am abundant. And I will tell you, for me, because I have a bad attachment with money. I never think I have enough. So I had to look at money in a different way to get away from that. So I switched my terminology from money to abundance. And for me, abundance is having everything I need when I need it, which is exactly what the universe does for us if we follow that path. So, and it only gets better from there, you know. So
if Mary's telling you a year from now, which is like, oh my God, I can't wait a year, believe that for the next year, you're not going to have any problems. Everything you need is going to show up just when you need it. And that, you know, you're going to be okay to make it through. Because I have a couple
Even
other things
I
have
to,
here.
Like, at Chipotle or something, I'll do whatever I have to do because my kids work at Chipotle and they're not going to, supposedly they're not going to mandate it. So I'm like, all
right. Right.
Like, I'll be okay. And so,
so,
yeah.
The other cards, there's some other stuff I have here. It's wish upon a star and quieting the mind. So it's asking you to go ahead and ask the universe, ask your angels, ask your guides, ask God, whatever it is, pray. Ask for what you want. You know, ask for, you know, I need to do what's best for me. Please make sure that, you know, everything I need comes my way, however you need to word it. But also taking some time to meditate every day and connect, because your connection with spirit, they're going to send you information and things that you need to know, kind of like tips on what to do to make your next move, to be successful.
I'm sure they're not really allowed to tell me. Like, I feel like if I call you that it's not, and they're not going to be able to speak, because I think if you speak, you're kind of like, I don't know. I think I know what you're saying. I have to get the information myself.
So, you know, call it out there. Call out to them, ask them for exactly what you want. Too, you know, don't say, give me a message, because they can give you any message. Say, I need a message on how I'm going to get through this. Help me to find my answers for my next step.
Right. Okay.
And part of it, I think, is going to be making a mantra for yourself too, or something that you, if you don't want to call it a mantra, some kind of like goal. Because this one card I have is the power of purpose, and it's a big gear or a cog in like a clock. And so there's an intricate part here that you have to state exactly what it is you want and go back to that root thing every time, because that's going to be your focus, right? Your goal, your end game. Where are you trying to get and what do you want to do? And that's how you need to make your mantra or your mission statement or whatever it may be. And then put it everywhere, hang it on the bathroom mirror, tape it to your alarm clock, tape it on the coffee pot so that every time you go to those places, you're reading it. You know, put it as a screensaver on your phone. Even if it just needs to be, we're going to be okay. We're going to get through this. We're going to, you know, whatever it is, just those words, because that's going to be the one piece that keeps you going the whole time. Because I'm not going to say things aren't going to get tough, because I think they're going to be, you're not going to be as comfortable as you are now, maybe, but it's not going to be destitute. You know, there's just going to be little changes, and it's going to be temporary, like Mary said, too. You do have things coming, and what you've done already has set you up for that. That's why you're going to be okay. You're going to have a stable ground, and, you know, just keep calling out to the universe, asking them, you know, and then taking that time to meditate and receive what they've got to send you. Because they're going to help you get through it, for sure. And they're going to send you everything you need.
I hope so.
So I think you find yourself a little mission statement, whatever it may be, you know, whether it's, you know, finding success in the other business that you're working on. You know, you choose. You and your family choose. You can do it all together. It's, you know, it's up to you. But it's there. And, you know, the more people that pray, the more, the better the energy, the more you're putting it out there. So, I think, you know, you already know that you're going to leave, that you need to leave. and
eventually,
you will be okay. You will be okay. But it's just, I mean, like it always is, things are going to be just a little, they'll be a little constricted for a little while, and then, you know, and then you'll be okay. But, you know, the part that'll help you get through that constricted part and not get stressed out, because that's what we do, right? As soon as we think we're not going to have enough money, we go into panic mode. So instead of losing your mind,
I don't know if
you're
people are
pray,
saying that, but like, we're not going to have food. I mean, like, I don't know if that's true or not, but like, people are saying, you know, we have to stock up on our food. Like, I don't know if that's, you know, that's going to happen.
So it's going to be a crazy
You'll
year.
You'll be okay. Like I said, everything, you know, your abundance, you have, like I said, you have a good foundation. And when you, you know, shift your view on abundance or money that way, you'll be surprised. And I'll tell you, it never gets old because it happens to me daily. And I'm like, oh, that thing I needed that I like, man, I wish I could just find blah, blah, blah. And then I go somewhere and it shows up. And I'm like, oh, there we go.
okay.
It never gets old. Never gets old. So, you know, it's just, you know, they're asking you to ask for it and to take a little time to connect so they can send you the messages. And, you know, like I said, be specific. Be specific with what you want, what you need, what you need to get from them, because they'll, you know, answer you specifically. But, you know, find something. Your family all needs to come together and have one, like, one main goal that, like, this is what we're doing, right? That's going to be your power of purpose. What's our end game? What are we shooting for when we get through all of this? So,
I said my family, is this going to affect my kids because they're going to college? Is this the whole thing?
No, but, you know, I mean, you know how it is in a family unit, right? The stress gets felt all over. You know, rumbles through everyone. So make sure everybody's on the same page and make sure you're all shooting for the same goal. And that'll make it easier, right? Because then you have a support system within each other, too.
Yeah,
to help
we have
you,
a
Yeah, yeah
okay.
Right. So you just want
Thank
to keep
so
that
much.
Strong knit bond. You're welcome. And I'll let Mary give you anything else she might have.
Okay.
Yeah. So I stand corrected, Randy. So they asked me to read from the book for you on the opportunity. So it says, positive growth and expansion is on the horizon for you. This opportunity may bring with it inspiration and insight, or it could be the chance you've been waiting for to take action on ideas you already have. And whatever your desires, your angels are about to open a door of possibilities for you. So step right through. And that was the opportunity card. And the year from now, they wanted me to stand corrected and say what it says in the book. So the events that you are asking about will occur within this year or soon after. During this time interval, so it's a big difference, right? So they wanted me to correct what I said. During this time interval, you're encouraged to stay optimistic and to continue with self-care activities and other preparations for your desire. Remember that other people's free will choices are involved. Your angels are presently working behind the scenes or on your behalf, even if you can't immediately see the evidence of your answered prayers. So they wanted me to read from the book because it I mean, in certain instances, it is a year from now. But for your instance, I feel like it's within this year or soon thereafter, you know, maybe possibly the beginning of the year. And so I love the way they correct, you know, when we say the incorrect. So, what better way to end, right, with your call, because your call, then I know Liz was saying about mantras, but she forgot to say that she is, she has her own little deck of cards that are so amazing because they're daily wisdom cards and they're created by her. Liz's sister, who just gave you a reading, and it's it comes with a dry erase marker, and it's a card deck, you know, and you could write the message on the mirror or on a piece of paper, whatever you want, and she gives you everything. She gives you the dry erase marker and the cards. What else, Liz, did you put in here?
There's a crystal.
It was just so amazing. It was so cute. And a crystal as well. And then... So I pulled a little thing, a little card for you, and it says, dance to the song in your heart. And that was the card that I got for you from Liz Jack. So it's a cute little deck. And it's, you know, it's for daily wisdom. So, I mean, it's something that you can write on your mirror or, again, write in a piece of paper and just say it throughout the day, you know. So that's it.
Yeah, look into it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Let us know how you make out.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Oh, how nice. It's so,
yeah, that was nice.
It's, you know, it's difficult to leave a job. Believe me, I know. I contemplated it for years at a job I was at, and then when I did it, mm-hmm. I just pulled the plug, like, I just said, that's it. I'm giving my notice. And I had no other job lined up. I had no other, I was really just becoming comfortable in my intuition here, and I knew that as soon as I said, this is it, I'm done, and I told everyone I needed to tell that I was going to give my notice, and I felt like a huge weight lift off me, and I was like, whew. And they said, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know, but I know I'll be okay. And I have been.
Yeah.
I never looked back.
You just have to trust.
You know, they tried to offer me things to say, and I knew it wasn't for me. I knew it was time to move on. And I'm so glad I did, because the opportunities I've gotten since have been absolutely wonderful. But, you know, and I learned and had a lot of great opportunities there as well in my time there, but it was time for me to go. Mm-hmm. I was done doing all I could do. So it's, but it is nerve-wracking to wonder how you're going to put food on the table and pay your bills. That's not any fun at all. So,
yeah.
So we definitely feel her pain. All right. Well, mm-hmm. we have some more callers here, Mary, a little bit more time. So are we ready to keep moving?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Area code 904, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
My first name is Pat. I was actually just listening, so I didn't really have a question. So if you just have anything you want to deliver for a message.
Sure. Let's see what we've got here for you. And you said your first
name
is Sam?
My blog talk radio kept going out, so I thought I'd just call in and listen.
Well, we're glad you did. What luck. So let's see what the angels have to say for you this evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ah, I hear Mary shuffling
okay,
away
so
over
I,
there.
Yes, I already got one.
Okay.
So the postcard from Spirit, I pulled one of those cards out, and I'll see if any other messages come through, any other cards. But this one says, dear you are in such good shape right now that we're all doing a happy dance. In this moment, you have the power to make a choice to get with Spirit and co-create a miracle. You may wonder where this is all going, but if you want to manifest your desires for the highest good, you need to stay focused on the now. All power is in the present moment. Ask yourself, what are your dominant thoughts now? What beliefs are you motivated by? Do you have clarity right now? How is your conscious contact with the divine? Are you plugged in, or are you trying to do life all by your small self? Get rid of negative energy now. Resentment be gone. Forgiveness and love enter. Please, you can do your life beautifully and create your most powerful future right here, right now, in this moment. To know you have a huge cheering section over here. Love and hugs always. And in the back of the card, it says, you are magical. Wow, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, that's great. I am
absolutely.
So it's interesting that came up.
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple cards here for you as well. And the first one is love. Divine source is the idea that no person, place, or thing is your salvation, only love itself and love yourself, right, too. So, you know, a lot of times we put our happiness on something else that, you know, when this happens, I'll be happy. When I meet this person, I'll be happy. When I get here, I'll be happy. And the truth is that all we really have is right now. Right. And so if we look at every moment that we get as a gift and celebrate it and experience it in the right now, then we're living in love and we're living in connection with the universe and how
and how we're supposed to be, because we should be, our birthright is to be happy and to be successful and to not live in fear, to just, you know, every experience that comes along, good or bad, you know, as human beings, we label them good or bad. In universal language, every experience is just an experience. And if we look at each one as just that, as separate and individual and not connected to one from our past, then we're living in love. We're living right in the moment and we're saying, okay, it is what it is. And we learn the lesson or whatever it may be that comes along with it, which is important, right? Because we don't want to keep repeating the same patterns, doing the same thing. Right. We don't like to do those bad things over and over again. So, you know.
Until we get it.
Yep. And so, you know, finding that presence in each moment, in each day, and just being here and, you know, find the blessings even in the bad things, if that makes sense, you know, because sometimes bad things happen, but a lot of times they shift us to something that's better. So finding those moments when you're like, okay, even though this was not my best day, you know what was good about this? I got this from it. Find the little kernel that may be in there. And your second card is karma. And it says, karma, there's nothing from a past life that can't be addressed in the current life. So do you have some things, like some feelings that you don't necessarily know where they came from, or some fears about things that you don't know why you are kind of fearful of them or skeptic of them? Do you know what I mean? Like a, like preconceived judgments about things that you're like, I don't know why I feel that way because I've never had an experience, but I just do. I there's just something about it that I don't like, if that makes sense. Because it seems there's some things that you...
specific, but something to ponder on.
Yeah, I'm, it's not coming to me what it may be for you specifically, but it's but basically what it's that, you know, sometimes, well, all the time, we bring things with us from other lifetimes too. So sometimes people have like deep-seated fear of love and being in relationships, right? Because in a past life they were hurt so badly, or they lost a lover or whatever, and so they carry that with their soul into this lifetime. And you may have never had a relationship before in your life, but you are so stricken with fear that you're going to lose them that you don't, like, you talk yourself out of it before you even get into one sometimes. So those kind of things that come over that we don't know where they come from, they're from a past life. And you know, we're able to get rid of them and heal them. And it's just a matter of tapping in and saying, you know, where did this come from? Is this me? Is this something else? Is it fear from someone else? You know, sometimes we have fear placed on us from somebody else about something. So just letting you know that, you know, and you can do these through past life regression meditations to kind of come figure out what they are. And then you can do the work to heal them if you need to. And if you can't think of anything right now, sometimes that happens. You might later on be like, you know, because now you're like, what is she talking about? I don't know what she's talking about. In a couple hours, you might be like, oh, my goodness, I know what it is.
It's funny. I've been alone for a long time, too, and recently I've been thinking, well, I think it's about time I meet somebody, even if it's just a good friendship, you know, somebody that's, like, heart-centered.
Right.
And
Sometimes it's just nice to have a good friend, right? A good, you know, like soul friend that no matter when you talk to them, like you just connect, you know, on that level where you can have conversations about the universe and all that stuff. It's wonderful. And, you know, pick up where you, wherever, you know, and like you've known each other 100 years, right?
I need no more of those.
So, you know, you got to put yourself out there for those things and do it in love, right? Be out in love. Experience each person without prejudice, you know, be open to every person you encounter with a smile. And then the person that you're supposed to meet is going to gravitate right towards you, of course. And,
I pulled you another card, and this really tells me where you are right now. And it says imperfect harmony. So, and it's card number 11, which is even better because 11 is the number of the angels. You are exactly where you're meant to be, where we all are exactly where we are meant to be. But this is a confirmation for you that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're in perfect time with where you were supposed to go in this lifetime. So you shouldn't be discouraged at all. You should be happy and content because you're following your plan. So it's actually pretty beautiful. It's a big a sousaphone, which is a marching band tuba, and it has a beautiful melody playing out of it with the pink rose petals falling all around. So it's really, really pretty. Yeah. And it's just, it's kind of like flow, right? Like you're just kind of going along with the guiding of the universe. And that's a beautiful place to be. It's, we don't have to hurry things. We don't have to live our lives in all these other little boxes that society makes up or that people tell us we need to do. We can live our life in the way that we want to anytime. So that's really beautiful. And I think it's a beautiful message for you to know that you're right where you should be and you're in perfect harmony with the universe. And so you're lined up with whatever's coming next for you. That's for sure. And I think it's going to be something nice. So, Mary, did you have anything else for her?
I actually pulled out a card from the Oracle of the Seven Energies by Colette Baron Reed, mm-hmm. and the card that came out was number 32, and it's quieting the mind. So I feel like meditation is key. And make a commitment, as Bliss said. I'm not sure if you listened to the show in the beginning. We both said about meditation, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it's so important to make that commitment to be still, if only for 5 minutes, and then count your breath and be mindful of every one of the breaths that you take, and know that you have all the time in the world to do the little things that need doing, but everything is perfect as it is. So meditation is very important for everyone, not only for you, but for everyone. We need to quiet our mm-hmm. mind, especially with the chaos going on in the world.
It's funny,
and sending love and light to everyone.
I used to meditate, a lot more regularly. In many years, I did more spiritual development. And I was just thinking the past few days, I need to really sit down and do a really good meditation. I mean, I'm quiet.
Wow, so
I'm
this is a confirmation, quieting the mind.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm not doing it to the extent that I used to. I used to be much more regular with it. And I spend time being quiet, but it's not the same as like sort of an intentional meditation, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I've been doing
that actually helps? I normally go to a kickbox every day, except today. And as I drive there, I have my radio off and I just sit in silence and, just meditate and talk to the angels and the divine. And that's my way of meditating, one of the ways, besides, mm-hmm. doing the 25 minute meditation before bed. But, that's another way, if you're driving, just, turn off the radio and just sit silent and just drive. But don't like fall asleep now. But that's what I do.
Yeah. I was going to say, I always push the 10 minutes a day because I feel like we can all find 10 minutes a day, And
yeah.
If you start with mm-hmm. that, if you like to do longer meditations, that's great. But of course, we can't always find a half hour a day. So maybe you set it up for one day a week, you do a long meditation. But if you do 10 minutes every day, at least you're getting that little connection too. Because I don't always have time for a long meditation either. So I find that those 10 minutes for me, I do my first 10 minutes when I wake up, and then before I go to bed, it's at least 10 minutes. I journal and I do some other things to get myself ready for the next day. So, it's that making that connection every day.
is what's important, because that's how we know we're in the right place, right? And we know that we're being cared for, you know, making that little bit of a little bit of a connection there, so that we can say, okay, I am okay, right? And especially when the world is so unstable and all the chaos that we might see on the news, that can kind of ground us back down and say, okay, yeah, I'm all right. I'm still here. I'm still whole. So,
right.
You know, that little check-in.
Yeah.
And
right.
So I hope that helps you, Sam. It was nice to chat with you. I'm glad you listened, and we're glad that we were able to pick you up this evening. And, you know, give us a call back sometime and let us know how you're doing.
I will do. I thank you. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening.
Okay, you too. Be blessed.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
It looks like, Mary, we got 10 minutes left, and we have one more caller. So should we do our last call, and we'll probably get
quickly
cut off the air, but we get a few minutes after we go.
We can
off
quickly
the air
answer a question.
Okay. So
that sounds great.
Well, thank everyone that's listening tonight that has been on or that we didn't get to, and we appreciate you calling this week and every week. We appreciate your support, and we'll go ahead and grab our last one here. So. Area code 415, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Anne. Glad I made it on. I accidentally hung up earlier and had to get back in the queue.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, Anne, do you have a question?
Hi, Anne.
Hi, yes. It could be a quick question about travel and work. So I want to try and travel a little bit before I start a new job that is yet to be determined. So just kind of figure out how to do both, how to get a job and how to travel before, maybe.
Well, you know, I'm like, you know, during the pandemic, they had all those great videos you could watch of these, you know, real life explorations. That's what I pretended. We were like, oh, we're going to the Smithsonian today, and we'd turn on the video.
Right.
Just
yeah, I did
so
that.
Now we can travel. So let's see what the cards have to say for you.
Wonderful.
You know, we I'm sure we'll get something. So let's see. Oh, ooh. I hear Mary shuffling away. She's getting
out
messages.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay, like 15 come out. So that's a no-no. We'll be here all night for you, Anne.
Yeah.
So, only one card.
Sometimes you're just clumsy, and sometimes one really pops out.
Yeah. Especially with the postcards from Spirit, there's such a big... Whoa. Okay,
yeah.
This one flew out. Okay. So, this one flew out for the postcards from Spirit for you, Anne. And it says, Dear you, it might be hard to believe you'll ever get to where you want to go. Feel the way you want to feel and find peace and security. But you can. There's lots to celebrate in this life. But first, you need to let go of this attachment to achieving certain results. It is easy to get caught in the endless loop of wanting this or that so you can feel safe. The only way out is to surrender the attachment and to yourself so you can be filled with something new. The compulsion will be lifted and peace will come. Trust that something better waits, that something new will open up, and you will see new opportunities for fulfillment. The truth is, whenever you get into the loop, what you are really looking for is Spirit. That connection is where the power is, the peace and the purpose lies. Everything else follows after that. Give yourself a big hug. We've got you. Loving you so much. And in the back it says, you are not alone. Oh, that's so beautiful.
I love that.
So I think
so,
really, I'm hearing let go and let God on this one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if Lenny's coming in as one of the guides of our hosts, and I keep hearing let go and let God on this one. So let go of any attachment to travel or work or where to or where you're going to get a job, when you're going to get a job, and so on and so forth. Let it be guided. But do what? I don't know what you're getting, Liz.
I don't. Yeah, John.
Are you all set, Mary?
Yes.
Okay. So the first card I got for you is, it's very interesting. It's clearing is the card, and it says, as true offering arises, it becomes easy to let go. You start to trust that more will always arise. You shift from mine to God's, such freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it has a picture of Ganesh on it. You know who Lord Ganesh is, the Buddha,
yeah,
the guy with the elephant head, right? And he's all about abundance.
Ooh.
So
I like
it's
Ganesh.
Telling you to go ahead and ask for what you want, right? And I feel like I've told all the callers this evening. Tell the universe, tell God, tell your spirits, you know, this is what I'm looking for. I want to find my ideal job. And I want to travel somewhere.
Okay.
Show me. Give me what I need to do this. And they're going to bring things your way to allow you to do it. And trust that it's coming. And have that belief, you know, the universe is always going to provide for us. And it seems very, seems a little scary, seems a little uneasy. But I will tell you, once you lean into believing that you're always going to get what you need when you need it, it shows up. And this has happened to me more times than not. I've been down to my last $5 in my bank account, and it's 2 days before Christmas, and I have a teenager, and what am I going to do because I don't have any Christmas presents?
Right.
And a check shows up in my mailbox that I was not expecting.
Wow.
How does it happen?
Right.
So it's because the universe is going to provide. So just, you know, tell them put it out there, what you want, and then allow it to come. Believe that it's going to come. And then, and also, you know, with your job too, tell them to point you to the job that you want, the job that you're going to love, and show you how you're going to travel and make it possible.
Because
I also got the card. Yeah. I also got the card, The Land Between, out of the Colette Baron Reed's Oracle of Seven Energies. And it's this beautiful, like, it's two wooden bridges coming off of pieces of land to like this floating block of earth with a little cathedral in the middle. And it's kind of floating above the clouds and the sun is coming up through the fog. And it's, you're going to find, you know, in this, this in between the shifting of jobs and trying to find your way, you're really going to find more there than what you're looking for. You're going to find some renewed sense of purpose. You're going to find some new interests, some new people. I see a lot of things really, like, it's going to be magical.
Because I just moved 2 months ago, so it is all new for me.
Right, and you know the in-between, right? You're kind of like floating. You don't know where you belong yet. And that's what it's showing me, and you're going to just, so many things are going to come together for you there that you're going to love it. And you're not that you're not going to move on, but you're going to enjoy your time there. Your time in the in-between is not going to be bad, and you're going to have everything you need. So don't fear that. Know that you're just, everything's going to work out, because it always does. It really does. And it's neat because it looks really, really cool. You're going to be like an assistant. It's a new place, uncharted territory, but you're going to be, you're going to feel very euphoric there, I feel like, almost, because you're going to be just elevated to this new vibration that you're like, oh my gosh, you're going to almost see everything like with childlike wonder and like excitement again. Think about a toddler when everything's new, right? And they're like, ooh, and they run around. That's how you're going to feel. You're going to have like this freedom and, God, I feel like my chest opening up. You're just going to be like, oh, a whole new renewed sense of life really is going to, it'll be like you're awakened for the first time. I really feel that. I really feel like it's going to be, you're nervous about it. But I think, and I said this to another caller, one of my Gabby Bernsteinisms, that if it scares you, you should do it.
Wow.
Because
well,
that's the universe pushing you.
Yeah, I knew it was right to move here. I'm never down to that. So allowing, as you said,
Yeah. The universe is guiding you, you know, because you seem to, you were guided there, obviously. So, so there's more there for you. There's more there, more opportunity. And, you know, it's coming. Maybe get yourself a little Ganesh picture to put up somewhere.
Bring yourself
a little bit more, or, you know, if you have a statue or whatever, you know, Ganesh should, she should face your door, because then she brings in abundance.
Yeah, I just told a Lakshmi, you know, Lakshmi started the other day too, and that abundant.
Oh, yeah.
God, but abundant. Yeah.
So there you go. You're heading in the right direction, and you got some good things coming, and everything's going to be okay. You're going to get to do everything that you want to do, and you're going to discover so much more. It's really, you're going to have a lot of fun here. I can tell.
Oh.
So.
Well, I'm going to listen to this again. It's perfect timing. I was about to walk in that park, in the National Park. So, but yeah, when I am back home, on the show.
Well, we're so glad. We're glad you could get, we could give you a beautiful message.
Yeah.
And I don't, Mary, do you have anything else for us?
Yes. How did you know? Did you feel it that I was like wanting to talk?
I'm like, I can tell you're stopping at the
bird. I got a beautiful card, synchronicity card, and it's they want me to read from the book for you. So it says, this card indicates a need to have faith in the universal order of events, even in the midst of hopelessness and uncertainty. There is no such thing as an accident or a coincidence in the universe, and the perfect people and opportunities will appear miraculously when least expected. Even when you can't logically comprehend how your dreams could possibly come true, you must trust in the magical power of synchronicity to deliver what you need. Remember, it isn't your job to know how things will unfold. It is simply your job to believe and know that all is well. The hows, whens, and whos lie in the hands of the divine. But once you surrender the outcome, you are shown the next logical step. In order to improve your current situation, you're being asked to adjust to and harmonize with the natural rhythm and cycles of your life, cycles that are encouraging you to trust in the power of synchronicity. By living in consistent alignment with Source through positive thoughts, emotions, and prayer, you will automatically attract miraculous synchronicities into your life. And the affirmation that you should say, it says, I have faith that synchronicity will lead me where I need to be. So it's, I have faith that synchronicity will lead me where I need to be. That is so beautiful.
That's
I had to
great.
Say this message. I know we went over the time, but I just wanted you to get that message because it was so beautiful.
Absolutely. That is nice. And that just is even more confirmation for you that you're headed in the right place and you got nothing to fear, you know.
Yeah.
Even when you think you're down to your last dollars, just know that what you need is going to come because, you know, that's just the universe telling you right there that you have nothing to worry about. We're going to take care of you.
The heat wave will send it. All right. I will thank you so much for your show and for reading.
You're welcome. And hey, call us back and let us know how you make out. Ian.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right.
Okay.
We cannot wait to hear. All right. Have a great evening.
Have a good evening.
I am. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Mary. Well, it was nice to be with
you
again.
I guess this is it. We went over it.
And
hopefully next week we have DC back, and the three of us will be here. Yay! Well, maybe. Yay! let's put it out there. The three of us will be here next week. We need it. We need.
Yes, we will.
Our callers need to hear our energy, I think, together too. So, it was lovely to spend the last 2 hours with you. I've missed you and your energy.
Yes.
So
I know.
I know. It's not the same just talking on Messenger and text and stuff, you know?
I know. We need to connect this way. It's so great. The synchronicity, it's so amazing that, you know, we speak of synchronicity, but, you know, it happens to all of us, you know, when we connect here on the radio show that we each have the same message, but a different wording, but it each means the same thing. So
and they come through in different ways for us all too. So it's interesting and beautiful.
Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, have a great night, Mary. Till next week.
You
I
too.
Will talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone out there. And
good night,
we'll
everyone.
See you next week. We can't wait. God bless.
God bless. Bye.